Please, forgive me, Father. It's been a month since my last confession. I know it's no excuse, but I've just been going through a lot in my life right now. But I need to confess my sins to be able to start the new year with this clean slate. I guess I'll start then. 2 weeks ago, I was at work, and I took the Lord's name in vain. It was over something so inconsequential, but my emotions got the best of me. You see, I was in the break room, and my coworkers spilled hot coffee on me. In her defense, I was in a rush. And she's like 1,000 years old, so she can't move very fast. So, anyway, I hurried in to grab some breakfast and bumped into Hazel, causing her hot coffee to splash on me and stain my new blouse. At that point, I just yelled out, "God! Hazel! Watch where you're going!" I just felt so horrible about that. Poor Hazel. She didn't deserve that. And I think she even ended up dropping her mug and shattering it. I immediately apologized, but I just felt so awful for how I said it and what I reacted to. Believe me, Father, this isn't even the worst of it. I know all sins are equal in the Lord's eyes, but this one's bad. At least, that's the way it feels. So, I went downtown last week for my friend's birthday. It wasn't anything too crazy, just an excuse for us to get dressed up. The plan was to go out to our favorite little spot, get a few drinks to celebrate, and then maybe go out dancing. Well, we get to the bar, and I immediately notice this man standing at the high top with his buddy. I know these details probably aren't necessary, but it helps to set the scene. But this man, I just couldn't take my eyes off him. He had a black t-shirt on. And it was really tight around his bulging biceps. Oh, God. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry, Father. Oh my gosh. Anyway, this man was gorgeous. But eventually, I get my bearings and I grab a seat at the bar with my friend. The night progresses, and we're drinking, and we're laughing, and we're talking about all the crazy things we've done over the years. But every so often, I look at him, and that man would be looking at me, and checking me out. I'm not sure if it was because of what I was wearing or what, but I won't lie to you, Father. I felt like I looked pretty great, too. He just couldn't take his eyes off me. Maybe it was my top? I know you can't see this, Father, but I have an ample chest, and my shirt didn't really hide it very well. Or maybe it could have been my skirt. I've always been partial to short skirts to show off my long legs, you know? Or maybe it was my black heels. They were pretty high, Father. Whatever it was, he definitely knew what he wanted. And he really wanted me. And it wasn't just by the look in his eyes, Father. My curiosity got the best of me, and I, well, I snuck a peek at his pants. And that's when I noticed his huge bulge. From that moment on, I knew I was a goner. And the moment I saw the thick outline of his penis, I just couldn't control myself. My body was no longer my own. I started to get so wet. More wet than I've ever been in a long time. And my mouth started salivating. And my nipples hardening. I knew what I had to do. I had to take him home with me. Oh God, Father. I know it was wrong, but it was the best sex I ever had. Even thinking about it now, I'm a dripping mess. I can't help but touch myself remembering everything. The way he picked me up and carried me to bed with ease. How he gently but firmly told me to take everything off for him while he watched me from the bed. At least everything but my heels. He even made me do a little dance for him. I didn't care though. I would have done whatever it took to get that huge dick. Oh, Father. I never wanted anything else in my life more than that night. Then, oh fuck, then it finally happened. He took out his cock, and it was everything I wanted it to be. The length, the girth, oh fuck, Jesus Christ, even the veins on it were glorious. Oh my God, I'm so fucking wet. So fucking wet. Fuck. Keep it together. So, he took out his cock, and then he made me get on my hands and knees and crawl to him. It seemed like an eternity before I finally reached him, but once I got to him, I couldn't wait any longer. I climbed on top of it, and I straddled his massive member. My cunt just gushing from lust. And then I plunged his hard cock inside of me. Oh, Father. I thought I was gonna split me in half, but holy shit, it felt even bigger once it was inside. Yeah, it hurt a bit at first, but soon after, it just turned me on even more. I wanted to ride that dick all night, feeling it deep inside me. I could feel the gigantic head of his cock just throbbing, and his balls tightening. Oh, so I knew. He was about to come. My pussy was already so sore from taking that pounding, but I was so ready for him to fill me up. Finally, with one last thrust, he shot the biggest load of cum inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh my gosh, Father, I'm so, so sorry. Oh, I don't know what came over me. Fuck, I think I might have just been possessed or something. it's been a month since my last confession. What do you say, Father? Do you think 10?